Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
That's right. Once a week on Friday, Caroline in studio with us, highlighting another great local nonprofit. We're reunited, Caroline. It's been a long time.
I know, Tyler. It's so great to have you in the morning. I know. How you been?
I've been very well. I still listen to your segment, even if I'm not here to host it. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, just making sure there's no swearing going on.
Exactly.
And I don't go over 10 minutes.
I'm just monitoring. That's right.
Of course you are. Well, it's great to have you here. And I have some other great people here from our city of Laguna Beach. I have Donna and Sharon, who are from the Laguna Beach Playhouse. And Donna is the head honcho of the children's program and outreach. Donna, exactly what is your title again?
Well, the title is the Director of Youth Theater Education and Outreach.
Okay. And Sharon is joining us today. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, good morning.
So Sharon is the director of a play that is going on right now that I think is very important for our community to see, which is A Secret Life of Girls. And so we're going to be talking about the youth program at the Playhouse and also this the play that's going on starting today, correct?
Yes, our first show is at 10 this morning.
Oh, my gosh. So we got you right before you have to go on. Anyway, so Donna, why don't you tell the listeners about the youth program at the Playhouse, which my son Luke is a part of this year, which is very exciting.
Yes, and thank you for that, Carolyn. That's wonderful. I love working with Luke. So the Laguna Playhouse has an education department, which is rather large. We have a conservatory program, which is a training program for students ages 10 to 18. It's an audition work. It's an audition program, so they have to audition to be accepted. And parents contribute their time and their energy in terms of volunteer efforts. So it's this wonderfully organic mechanism that goes on and has been for years. We also have workshop classes that any student in the community or outside of the community could take if they're sort of vaguely interested in learning about what it means to be an actor or how do I do this theater thing. We also have a youth theater season. This year we're doing 4 productions, and The Secret Life of Girls is our first production this year. And that's part of our Theater for New Generations series, which is really focused on either historical or contemporary issue-oriented plays that are really designed to bring a lot of education and discovery process to the community and also to the actors who were involved in it. So last year we did a Holocaust play called Hannah's Suitcase, and this year it's a very contemporary girl play called The Secret Life of Girls, written by Linda Dougherty. We also have an outreach program that goes out into the schools with professional actors that's called our Theater Reach program. So we tour every year into Title I and typical schools as well and bring, we take the books and we put them into plays, Charlotte's Web this year and By the Great Horn Spoon. So that's...
That's fantastic. There's so much going on at the Playhouse. Right before it's shared, we'll get to talking to you about the Secret Life of Girls.
Yeah.
I just want to tell the listeners about the history of the Playhouse and its significance in the globally. I mean, it's a world-renowned Playhouse, right?
It is. It has an international reputation. Mm. And it's been around, we're nearing on 100 years. Mm. Now, many of those years, it was a community playhouse that the young artists, you know, from Hollywood and all in this area, they sort of congregated here because it was available, it was by the beach, and, of course, the Pageant of the Masters, you know, was one of those first events that started here, really based in the Native American traditions. But then the artists, the visual artists, the musicians, and the actors and theater people came down to Laguna and established their theater. So since 1920, the Laguna Playhouse has been an absolute institution in this town.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Sharon, let's talk about the play Secret Life of Girls. It has a very poignant subject matter, and tell the listeners all about it and why you are staging it right now.
Well, there are so many topics that are covered or at least touched upon during the play. I think the biggest one is bullying and cyberbullying. There's a lot of use of technology in the play. And we get to watch what happens to the girls themselves as it's based around a volleyball team. And we get to see how the volleyball team first excludes a new girl and then they accept her and they exclude someone else. And so there's this shifting of alliances. And some of the treatment of the girls that are not, you know, in the in crowd it's really important to talk about and to have conversations with the kids, their educators, and their parents. I think some of the topics that we cover are the things that we don't really want to talk about. And we're going to have professionals in the field of counseling to give stage talks after the play so that we can open up the dialogue, not only around bullying, but some of the harder feelings to talk about when someone has been bullied or if someone has themselves has bullied another child, that it also opens up a chance for them to talk about their experience, maybe why they've treated other people poorly. And in our first rehearsal, just the reading of the play opened up so much emotion for the girls. And some of them had said they shared stuff that they don't normally talk about to their parents, their teachers, or their friends. So it's really a dialogue opening play. And even many more topics other than bullying. One of the girls, her parents, looks like they might be going through a split. So we also, it touches on those more difficult topics like that too.
So the age range of the girls that are acting in the play, I mean, it's appropriate for middle schoolers and up, or mm-hmm. or even younger.
We've recommended ages 12 and up.
Okay.
Because the cast members are 13 to 18 years old, besides the women that play the moms and the coach.
Got it. And, you've seen a transformation, obviously, with the cast members themselves through this subject, and probably reverberates into their day-to-day life, which is, a really amazing thing, and that's what's so great about acting, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of the girls had said, they can't go to school and look at other kids the same because they know that there's some challenge that every other kid is dealing with.
Well, I'm excited for this play, and and it's for boys and girls, I want to make sure that people understand that as well. So it's going on this weekend at the Playhouse, and there's matinees and evening performances, right? All 3 days?
It's
yes.
Six performances.
Okay, great.
Right?
Yeah. So, and where do people get tickets? Because I think even though it's supposed to be a nonprofit show, I really think this is a very important play for people to see.
We get the tickets online, or you can come right to the box office. All the tickets are $10. So anytime you come, it's $10.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's affordable for everybody. And Donna, in terms of all the other outreach programs that you have, how can people find out more about that and, help maybe, become a donor, donate books, all that kind of stuff?
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thanks for asking, Carolyn. Right. They can go to www.lagunaplayhouse.com. They could call me or email me, Donna@lagunaplayhouse.com. We have a very engaged development office, and they're always looking to invite people in and to communicate to everyone that no amount is too small. Everybody in the nonprofit world needs money, and we certainly do for our youth theater program as well as for our main stage. So thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah, it's a great program. I mean, as a parent, a new parent to the program, I'm so impressed with everything so far, and it's really it's going to be a fun ride this year having Luke involved. And why don't you real quick, what are the plays that you are doing for the youth?
Good. So right after The Secret Life of Girls, we go into rehearsals for Oliver, the musical. So we're in the audition process and callback process now, which Luke is called back for that show. And then after that, we'll do our 11th annual murder mystery fundraiser in February, on February 3rd, that's Saturday. So we will be presenting that, and we invite everybody in the community to come, and there's different ways to support that with sponsorships or auction items, and we have a big committee, and that is a parent-driven event. So we're excited to bring the new parents in and have everybody sort of engaged in that activity. And then after that, in May, we will be doing A Little Princess. Mm. That beloved classic book.
Absolutely. Donna and Sharon, thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner and talking about the Laguna Playhouse. And again, anybody that wants to get involved, donate, go to lagunaplayhouse.org. Yes?
.com.
.com. Okay, yes. lagunaplayhouse.com. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And good
you.
Luck with your performance at 10 o'clock this morning.
Thank you.
It'll be great.
The girls are so excited.
Right. It's right. Really cool. And for the listeners out there, if you have anybody else that you'd like for me to interview that you think would be great on my show, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check it out and get back to you on that. Again, thanks again.
Thank
LagunaPlayhouse.com. Look into it. The programs are amazing, and it is a world-renowned institution that we are so lucky to have here in the city of Laguna Beach. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.